Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey everyone, welcome to episode 32 of the Get to the Point podcast. I'm your host, Leslie Ann. This episode is for all of you listening who are ready to get started right now. Let me explain what I mean by that. In the last couple of weeks, I've gotten a lot of messages on social media, email, etc., from women who are just finding us for the first time, and they are ready to do something right now. Maybe they, you know, just found us, or a friend referred them to us, and they're really interested in working with us, but they don't really know a whole lot about Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And frankly, we just don't have a program available to them right now because we wrapped our last Fat Loss Lifestyle School of 2020 in October, and we're not running another one until January. So unfortunately, that leaves a 2-month gap, November and December, where you might be finding us and you might be ready to get started right now, but we don't have a program for you. So I apologize for that. It sucks, I know, but we are human and we have had a really busy year, our busiest, biggest year yet. We've run back-to-back programs for the last several months, and quite frankly, we just needed a break. I'm sorry, but we did. And we just wanted to enjoy the holidays with our families and not be on our computers over the holidays. So that's the reason for that. But I know that is unfortunate for some of you who have very real issues with your nutrition, your fitness, your lifestyle, and you're like, I want help now. I don't want to wait until January 1st. What can I do now? So if that's you, first of all, I want to say you're awesome. And I'm not saying that flippantly or casually. I mean, I really mean that because it says a lot about you that you're somebody who has a desire to change and you want to take action on it now. And you're not somebody that's just going to kind of coast through the rest of the year, wait till January 1st when everybody else starts these new fad diets and, you know, kind of get on the bandwagon with everybody else. I think that says a lot about you and it increases your chances for success, the fact that you're looking to do it now. All right. So if that's you and you're listening to this, you're in luck because I'm going to give you 3 strategies in this episode right now that you can get started on right now after this episode that are going to start moving the dial for changing your lifestyle, starting to see fat loss results. And, you know, these are things that they're probably going to piss you off a little because they're not dramatic overhauls. They're not super complicated. You're not paying me for these. I know a lot of times it's hard to implement things if there's no skin in the game and you don't have an investment on the line. If you just hear something or get something for free, sometimes it's really easy to just forget about it. So what I would encourage you to do is listen to this episode with a pen and paper. I know we all have phones and we can type things, but really, a pen and paper, because there's something really special that happens when you put pen to paper, put things in black and white, and make commitments to yourself and write them down. They are more likely to happen. So let's get started, because the last thing I want is for you to just wander around lost for the next, 7 or 8 weeks until we get to January 1st and one of our programs starts. And what I really don't want to happen is for you to bounce, for you to be here kind of in our community, in our circle, and to not find anything that helps you right now. So you go and find some, meal plan that you can buy on Instagram, or some one size fits all diet program, just like the ones you've tried before in the past that didn't work. Just because something's available right now, it can be really tempting to pull the trigger and press buy and get started, even though it's really not what you want. So I think the fact that you're listening to this episode and you're here, it means you really do want lifestyle change. Yes, you want to see fat loss results. You want to get leaner. You want to get stronger. You want to get fitter. You want to get healthier. You want all those good things, but you don't just want them for 6 weeks. You don't just want them for a vacation or a special event. Like, you want your life to change so you never have to feel like this again, right? So here we go. Here's the first thing that you can do right now to start changing your lifestyle and get you ready so that when January does roll around, you are really, really ready to do Fat Loss Lifestyle School with us. The first one is to get your mind right. I told you, you were going to want to smack me. These might piss you off a little bit, but I got to be honest with you because this is the number one thing that gets people tripped up is their mindset, their beliefs, the negative self-talk, the belief that they are entitled to fast results or that it's going to be easy or that it's going to be very black and white and, you know, they can just hire someone to give them all the answers. None of that is true. So understand that the journey you're about to embark on, which has no end, by the way, I mean, that's kind of annoying, right? Like you're never going to get there. There's no final destination. It's just this never-ending journey that you're always going to be on. So that's part of it. And then understanding that that journey is going to be hard because it's going to require you to change. And change sucks for everyone. For me, for the other coaches at Fat Boss Lifestyle School, for everyone, change is uncomfortable and it's hard. And it makes you look at things about yourself that you'd really rather just ignore and pretend like, oh, that isn't really me. I don't really do that. Yeah, it's painful. It really is. So the first step to getting ready to change your lifestyle is to get your head on board. Get your head in the game first. One of the first things that you can do is stop thinking in terms of deadlines. Stop thinking that, you know, you're going to lose weight at a certain rate and achieve a certain goal by a certain date. Fat loss is not linear or predictable. And yes, we can absolutely run calculations like if you lose an average of 1 to 2 pounds a week, here's roughly how long it will take to reach your goal. And that can be helpful, but it can also be really misleading because for most of us, life just doesn't work like that. I think 2020 has proven that, right? Like unpredictable things happen and throw us off course. We're cruising right along and then life just knocks us back on our butts. So expect that that's going to happen and it's going to delay things a little bit, but doesn't matter. We keep going. Understand that it didn't, you know, you didn't get here overnight, right? You made a series of choices. You know, you let things happen and kind of go on for a while. And that's how you got to this point that you're in right now, where maybe, you know, you don't have any energy. You're dealing with really strong, frequent cravings for the wrong kinds of foods like sugar, carbs, fast food, whatever it is. You know, there was a path you went down to get here. It didn't happen overnight. One of my favorite quotes, I don't even remember where I read this or who said this, but it was, you know, if you hike into the woods 10 miles to get back out of the woods, what do you have to do? There's no shortcuts. You have to hike 10 miles back out. That's the exact same thing that's going to happen here with your weight loss goals, with your nutrition goals, your lifestyle change goals. You got yourself in to this mess. And it's going to take you just as long, if not longer, to get yourself out. And that's okay, because we don't have a deadline. And we've got time. Time is on our side here. So that's really one of the big things to start wrapping your brain around is the idea that there's no end date for this. It's just something you're always going to be doing and learning and getting better at as you go. It's going to take a long time, longer than you would like. And, you know, you didn't get here overnight. So it is going to take you some time to undo the habits and the things that you've trained yourself to do, the foods you've trained yourself to crave, the desire to just come home every day after work and crack open a bottle of wine and sit on the couch. That's comfortable and easy and really tempting. And some days that's going to win. But if you keep going and if you keep working on your mindset and if you keep holding yourself accountable and being around people that hold you accountable slowly but surely, those episodes of wine, Netflix, chill, skip the gym, don't eat the right thing for dinner, don't get enough sleep, et cetera, those are going to be far less frequent. And when they do happen, you'll recognize them faster. You'll be able to get back on track faster. And one of the things that, might really help you here is a great resource. It's a book actually from a woman named Carol Dweck. I believe you spell the last name D-W-E-C-K. She has a book on the growth mindset. And that's really what all this is about. It's, you know, the people who are successful at this, changing the way they eat, train, live, etc., they're people who have a growth mindset. They don't see themselves as, you know, the opposite of that, which is a fixed mindset, which means you're incapable of learning new things. Success depends on talent. It's either something you do or don't have. You know, just that really kind of closed off attitude about learning new things, about changing, kind of taking that victim mentality, et cetera. Her book really digs into that. And it's a super short read. And it's something that you'll probably go back and read and refer back to many, many times. It's not like a one and done kind of thing. It's that good. And there are lots of people that talk about growth mindset. That's just one of the books that I like. So one more resource that I can give you for changing your mindset is after you listen to this episode, do a quick scan of your surroundings. Like, who are you listening to every day? Who's around you? Are you putting the right stuff in your head to set you up for this long-term success that you say you want? Because if all you're following on Instagram is bikini girls who, you know, every day their post is just them with their abs showing off and trying to sell you a waist trainer or, a skinny tea or skinny coffee or keto coffee cream or whatever. And, you know, that's messing with your head. You're starting to ask yourself, like, well, maybe, I wonder if that could work for me. Like, maybe if I just try this thing that this influencer does that I follow on Instagram, maybe I'll get results. If that's the stuff you're putting in your brain every day, then it's only going to feed the wrong mindset and the belief that you can just drink something or buy something and have this amazing transformation and look like a bikini model in a matter of weeks. So check your surroundings, check your social media feeds, check the people that you're getting information from. And, you know, if you don't know this already, know that the algorithm on Instagram and all social media in general is kind of working against you, because the truth is boring. And, you know, the people who have the most popular posts and have the most viral information, it is the stuff that tends to just not be very substantive, not be very helpful or common sense. It's designed to get a reaction out of you. It's designed to provoke an emotion. And usually it's designed to get you to buy, to get out your credit card and believe that by buying this thing, whatever it is, you're going to look like that person on social media. All right. So after you finish this episode, promise me, you're going to do a little sweep of your social media and the things that you're putting in your head every day and make sure that there's nothing there that's pulling you back into that old mindset, looking for quick fixes, doing 30-day challenges and detoxes and buying all these crazy supplements and things like that, all right? And if you need good information and good people to follow, we're on social media and we are always sharing information from other people who share good evidence-based, common sense, nutrition information, training information, lifestyle mindset information from other great resources as well. So find us on Instagram at Fat Loss Lifestyle School, and then you can kind of go out from there, find the other coaches, find the people that we listen to. We're always sharing resources, not just our stuff, but other stuff that, you know, we think is going to help you guys. So that's the first thing, is you got to get your mind right, because what you're about to start doing is not easy. And if you don't have your head in the game and you're still in this kind of victim mindset where you think you're entitled to results by a certain date and it's going to be easy, you're just going to be in for a world of hurt, and we don't want that for you. Number two, the second thing that you can start doing right now is to go for the low-hanging fruit. That expression is from my old career in politics. It's what I used to do before I was in fitness and nutrition. And my old boss used to say this, like, go for the low-hanging fruit. That means go for the easy stuff that we can all agree on. And that's going to give us momentum and build goodwill and kind of give us a foundation to start building on, all right? So for lifestyle change, for nutrition, fitness, et cetera, what that could look like is making a list. I told you, we're going to use a pen and paper, old school, but make a list of some common sense, healthy habits Or maybe you want to start with the bad habits that you have that you know are not working for you. Okay, either way is fine. But start making a list, because here's the thing. You don't need me to tell you that you need to drink more water. Like, is that brand new information? Am I the first person that's ever said that to you? If I was like, yo, you need to start eating more vegetables. Vegetables are good for you. Is that blowing your mind? No, you heard that before. You know that, but you're not doing it. You're drinking coffee and Diet Coke all day and you haven't had a vegetable in weeks. So knowing what to do and actually doing it, yeah, those are two completely different things. And this is what I'm saying. There are things that you could start doing right now that are going to move the dial, might even start getting you fat loss results before you even sign up for our program, just by you doing the things you already know you should do. We joke that when you do our program, it's kind of like we're your mom for 4 weeks, because we're telling you all that annoying stuff that you already know you should be doing, like get 7 to 8 hours of sleep each night, drink more water, eat more vegetables, move your body more, and don't sit at your desk all day for 8 hours and then come home and sit on your couch all night. You need to move more. None of these things are brand new to you. You know this, but you're not doing it. So make a list right now. What are some things that you know before you ever pay me a dime or some other coach anything? You know that there are things you could be doing right now. What are they? Make a list and then pick one that feels easy. So for example, let's say you have a mad addiction to Diet Coke and coffee, like pretty much all day long. No water passes your lips unless it has coffee in it or Diet Coke. So what you could do is focus on adding more water. I'm not saying you need to go cold turkey on coffee or cold turkey on Diet Coke, but just maybe you drink water with it, okay? So maybe you have a Diet Coke and then you also make yourself finish a big like 20 or 30 ounce Yeti, which is what I'm holding right now. I have a big, one of those insulated thermos containers, 30 ounces, fill it with ice water. I'm obsessed. Helps me drink water like crazy. So that could be one thing that you start doing right now. And that's it, all right? Just do that. Or maybe you have a fitness tracker, you have a Fitbit or something like that, but you don't wear it, or you have an Apple Watch, but you just don't really pay attention to it. And you know that you're sedentary and you're not moving during the day. Here's what you can do. Put that Fitbit on, start paying attention to your daily steps, get your daily steps up to 8 to 10,000 steps per day. You are going to feel so much better. You are going to sleep so much better. Your stress levels are going to go down. Your cravings are going to go down. And you can start doing that right now. Even though it's getting darker earlier, if that means you have to get a treadmill in your house, then that's what you got to do. There are plenty of gyms going out of business right now. They're selling fitness equipment at a discounted rate. There are plenty of places selling fitness equipment that is secondhand, that is used from gyms that are closing. I've had amazing success buying secondhand fitness equipment this year. So many of my clients have as well. And that's going to be a really good investment, a really easy thing that you can do to invest in your health and lifestyle. More movement. Get those steps up. You are not going to get lean, fit, and healthy if you do not move during the day. I'm sorry, it's just not happening. You have to move. Our bodies are made to move. And that's it. Walking is easy. You don't need anyone to teach you how to do that. Put on a pair of shoes, get outside and go. All right, that's it. 8 to 10,000 steps a day. But the point here is that there are simple things that you know you should be doing that could actually start pushing you forward and propelling you forward and giving you that momentum, so that by the time January 1st rolls around and you are ready to sign up and do Fat Loss Lifestyle School with us, you're like, I already got this walking thing down. I'm already drinking my water during the day. I just need help kind of fine-tuning the nutrition piece and adding in my strength training and putting that together, okay? There are things you can be doing right now on your own that are not hard, that do not cost that much money, before you fully invest in a program and start doing something with us, all right? So this is number two, start small. I know you think that what you need right now is a formal program. You need a dramatic overhaul. You need to stop eating sugar. You need to stop eating carbs. You need to start working out 6 days a week. That is the opposite of what you need. You need to start taking action on the small, simple, common sense, healthy habits that are going to lay the groundwork for everything we're going to teach you in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. Okay? So, low-hanging fruit. Make a list of the obvious. Pick one thing and go after it like a dog with a bone and don't quit until it is second nature. It's going to take you a few weeks. It's going to take you some screw-ups. It's going to take you, you know, getting back up and starting again, and that's okay. Welcome to change. I told you it's not easy. Number three, the third thing you can do right now to get started changing your lifestyle. If you're here, you want help, you're tired of feeling crappy, and you want to change your body and your lifestyle and get better, you start now. We have 7 to 8 weeks left of 2020. There's no reason you can't wake up tomorrow and start taking action on one of these small items that I just talked to you about. There's no reason you can't, you know, go through your social media feed and start weeding out those people who are trying to sell you crap that puts bad ideas in your head that set you up for failure. You can start taking action right now. If this is important to you and you really want to change and you want 2021 to be your year when you finally stop doing these one-size-fits-all diet programs where you lose weight, gain it back, and then some, lose weight, gain it back, and then some, then you start now. You don't wait 7 to 8 more weeks. You don't decide to just throw up your hands and say, well, I'm just going to enjoy the holidays and have one last hurrah and do whatever I want and just kind of cruise into 2021. No. We're going to get started right now. Like when this episode is over, you've got your list, you're circling that thing you're going to start working on. If you need some accountability, you come find me on Instagram. And you send me a direct message and say, hey, Leslie Ann, I heard your episode. I listened to episode 32 about getting started right now. And I'm serious. I'm doing it. Here's what I'm doing. And you start posting in your Instagram stories and you start tagging us. And I swear to you, we're going to clap for you. We're going to cheer for you every freaking day that you start showing up for yourself. And you're going to meet the other coaches and they're going to start doing the same thing. Because we want you to know we have your back and you can do this and you can get started right now. You don't need to wait until January 1st. In fact, you're going to be so much more successful when you start with us in January if you start doing these things now. Get ready. This is the pre-work before we really start the real work. And you're going to be in such a great place when you come into the program if you take action on the things that I've talked about in this episode. So I know that's a lot. I know you maybe weren't expecting that. And you might be feeling like, oh, whew, okay, she's serious. She literally wants me to direct message her and I don't know her. And that seems really weird. I don't care. Strangers DM me all the time. Do it. I don't care. I will respond to you. I'll probably repost it and, you know, give you some snaps on Instagram because we want to encourage you. We want you to get started. We love seeing women succeed and change their lifestyles and break that stupid cycle that, you know, is just killing our souls. And it's, you know, I don't know how else to say it. It does. It kills your soul. It makes you lose faith in yourself. It makes you want to hide. It makes you play small, makes you believe that you don't deserve good things because you've been so unsuccessful at losing this freaking weight. Why can't I stick with something? What's wrong with me? Nothing's wrong with you. You just keep doing these one size fits all plans, and that's not how this works. You have to blaze your own trail. You have to chart your own path forward. As cliche as that sounds, I know, massive eye rolls, finger down the throat. Is she serious? Yes, I'm serious. Everybody's journey looks different. And that's the process we teach you to create and to honor because that's the only way it works. My way is going to look different than your way, and that's okay. I'm still going to help you get there. We're still going to help you get there, but you got to start right now. Deal? After you listen to this episode, let us know what you think. Come say hello on Instagram. Send me an email at leslieann@fatlosslifestyleschool.com. And if you really, really liked this episode and it got you going and it lit a little fire under your butt, then share this episode with your friends on social media so that more women hear this and more women can break the vicious cycle of one-size-fits-all fad diets and start creating healthy, fit, strong, active lifestyles that they can sustain, that they love. That's what we're here for. Thanks for listening, and I can't wait to hear from you. Let's go. Hey, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you loved it. Before you go, I want to invite you to come over and join our new group on Facebook called Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders. This is not your average Facebook group for women. We're not going to be sharing recipes, random workouts, and motivational quotes because I'm pretty sure you have plenty of that in your life. Instead, we're having higher level conversations about how we train, how we fuel our bodies, and why we're doing this whole lifestyle change thing to begin with. Jump over to Facebook, search Fat Loss Lifestyle Insiders in the search bar, request to join, and I will see you there.